The first COVID-19 vaccines could be in Vermont in just a few weeks. The state health department says it could have doses of a vaccine in its warehouse by December 15th. The early supplies of the vaccine will be limited, and that means the state must decide who gets inoculated first. And as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, public health officials will face an even greater task in the coming months, getting vaccines to the broader population and convincing them to get the shot.
The FDA is reviewing two vaccines that appear to be more than 90% effective. And if the agency signs off on them, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told CBS on Monday, distribution would begin immediately.
We'll ship within 24 hours of FDA authorization. So we could be seeing both of these vaccines out and getting into people's arms before Christmas.
But who exactly will be getting the first shots?
We are prioritizing healthcare workers.
That's Vermont Deputy Health Commissioner Kelly Dougherty.
Particularly those that have patient contact in inpatient settings and those in high-risk settings.
The health department says there's about 17,700 workers in that initial group, which could include people who work in ICUs and emergency departments, first responders, and staff at long-term care facilities. But who gets the vaccine, even among these high-priority groups, will depend on how much Vermont gets. Dougherty says the state is expecting to get around 20,000 doses, but that's still up in the air.
You know, it's changing all the time. Hopefully, we would hear in advance of them sending it to us.
The inevitable question is who comes after healthcare workers? And that's when it starts to get complicated. The state's draft vaccination plan breaks down distribution into four phases. The first phase is very limited, just healthcare workers, people with serious health conditions, and residents of long-term care facilities. The second phase is a longer list and includes seniors, essential workers, people in homeless shelters, and correctional facilities. Phase 3 expands to young adults and children, and phase 4 is everyone else. The state's vaccine advisory group is set to meet on Friday to finalize that list. Tim Leahy is an infectious disease physician and ethicist at UVM Medical Center. He says the state needs to target groups of people who are at highest risk of catching the coronavirus. He says that could include people who work high-contact jobs like grocery store workers. Leahy says that race is another factor that needs to be considered. In Vermont, like the rest of the country, people of color are more likely to be infected by the coronavirus.
And obviously you can't feasibly or comfortably walk down the street and sort of say, you're white, you're black, you're white, you're black. No, nobody wants that kind of a system. But what you could do is say, well, what clinics in the state serve populations who are at higher risk of getting COVID-19? And so clinics that serve marginalized populations, I think, should be prioritized.
Maria Mercedes Avila, an associate professor of pediatrics at the Larner College of Medicine at UVM, says prioritizing access to the vaccine is only one part of the puzzle.
Accessing the vaccine is not so much the conversation, more than the distrust that exists with many communities of color.
Some of that skepticism comes from a history of medical experiments. For example, during the Tuskegee study, hundreds of black men weren't given treatment for syphilis. The study, which was supposed to last 6 months, went on for 40 years. Avila says one way to rebuild trust is through programs like the health department's Cultural Broker Initiative. The program, which got more funding during the pandemic, asks people who are trusted within immigrant and refugee communities to help disseminate public health information.
Some of the African communities are receiving messages through social media about not trusting the vaccines. Then we are trying to provide more accurate information in a way that communities have enough information to make an informed decision about accessing vaccines for themselves and their families.
Getting shots distributed will be another challenge. The first round of vaccines will go to people who mostly work at hospitals, where it'll be easy to get people shots. But as the pool of eligible people expands, more places will need to be able to offer the vaccine. The health department plans to have pop-up clinics. Dougherty, the deputy health commissioner, says primary care doctors can help identify patients within their clinics who should get vaccinated. Pharmacies will also play a role. Lauren Bodie with the Vermont Pharmacists Association says they can fill gaps throughout the state, especially places that might not be near a large healthcare facility.
Pharmacists are accessible. We're trusted, we're convenient, and that's really important when you're talking about something like immunization, because we need lots of people to get immunized very quickly.
Quickly vaccinating hundreds of thousands of Vermonters might come down to whether or not people are willing to get the shot. A VPR Vermont PBS poll in September found that only half of respondents would get a COVID-19 vaccine if one was available. Dougherty says the health department is concerned. There's even surveys showing vaccine hesitancy among healthcare workers. The health department has hired a marketing agency to help develop a communications plan to get vaccine information to all parts of Vermont's population. Dougherty says the vaccine offers a way to end the pandemic, but for it to work, a lot of people will need to get the shot. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.